Because tomorrow is the end of 2021 in China, in lunar calendar. So I like to say Happy New Year's to every brothers. May the Lord strengthen our brothers and sisters, and do not be afraid. We can leave a joyful witness through the Lord. Since we haven't finished the book of Joshua last December, we will continue to share the message in this book. At that time, after the Israelites captured the city of Jericho, the first city they conquered is the city of Jericho, and then Ai. After they captured the city of Jericho and Ai, all the people in Canaan were terrified. As they found that the Israelites were found invincible, many kings of the nations in Canaan united and prepared to fight against Israel together. Let's first read Joshua chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Now, when all the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, the kings in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the Mediterranean Sea, as far as Lebanon, the kings of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, they came together to wage war against Joshua and Israel. Meanwhile, there was another nation who was also scared. So they came up with a ruse. And what kind of ruse? In verse 3 through 6, it says, however, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. They put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the Israelites, we have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us. What I have noticed, it is what verse 4 describes, ruse. Because the Gibeonites were so scared that they resorted with a ruse. They pretended to be from far away, and they were in the old clothes in order to make a treaty of peace with the Israelites so that they would not be destroyed. Then what is the reaction of Joshua, the leader? Notice that in verse 14 it says, the Israelites sampled their provisions but did not inquire of the Lord. They did not inquire of the Lord. This time, they were all negligent, including Joshua. They were so careless that they didn't inquire of God. That's why they were fooled. The topic I want to share with you is, do not be fooled. We know that the Lord had told them long before that all the seven nations in the land of Canaan must be destroyed because they all were idol worshippers. They were very cruel. And in the Old Testament, you can remember that the seven nations in the land of Canaan who worship idols even burn their babies alive to sacrifice to their idols. And they refuse to repent. So the Lord commanded the Israelites that all the nations in Canaan must be wiped out. Otherwise, they themselves would be in endless trouble. Let's review the Bible verse in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16 and 17. Let us read together. However, in the cities of the nations, the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them. The Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. This is what the Lord commanded the Israelites to do. It is an order. It's not an option. The Lord's command is very clear. Notice that in verse 16, it says, you shall save alive nothing that breathes. And in verse 17, it says, you shall devote them to complete destruction. This means that there must be no one left alive. Sometimes we can get the Lord wrong. It is not that the Lord is cruel, but that the seven nations in the land of Canaan continue to do the detestable things when they worshiped idols, and they refused to repent. They did a lot of bad things, and they refused to repent. That's why the Lord commanded Joshua that when they enter into the land of Canaan, all the nations in the land of Canaan must be wiped out. If the Israelites showed mercy, they themselves would be influenced by them in the future and turn to worship idols too. Subsequent facts confirmed that this was the case. The many calamities brought to the Israelites were all because they did not fully obey God's word in the first place. So when we have this understanding, we know that God must have good reasons for doing things, because God has already seen the future. And Isaiah also reminds us in the book of Isaiah, it reminds us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and so are God's way higher than our ways. So what we have to do is to fully trust and obey His word. We need to 100% follow God's order. There should be no discount to God's word. From the lesson Joshua and Israel had experienced, we learned this truth. Let us review the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we should pray to the Lord that we will fully trust and obey His word. At the same time, we have to acknowledge that we are living among a spiritual war. From the Garden of Eden to now, we are living among a spiritual war all the time. And our enemy is Satan. Just look at our society today. Isn't there more and more deception? Many people have been deceived. Have any of us been cheated out of money by others? Or some people just want to take advantage of your love? So we really need to have wisdom to distinguish the true from the false. As Christians, we must have discernment, which is very important. We do need a spiritual discernment. What is the difference between Christians and the unbelievers? As we are growing in our spiritual life, we will have more and more spiritual discernment. This is what the unbelievers won't have. In fact, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Bible always reminds us to be watchful. God tells us to keep watching and praying so that we do not come into temptation. And the Apostle Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Let us read this verse together. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerade as an angel of light. The Apostle Paul is very spiritual. He knew that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. And the bad guys always masquerade themselves as a good people. They look very nice. Do you know how many children were kidnapped? Some little children, when they meet some strangers, they always show to the children that they are very nice, and they ask for help. And the kids sometimes are willing to help them. Then they were just kidnapped. There are even a group of people that they deceive people, cheat people financially. So may the parents, we have to bring our children to God and pray that the Holy Spirit will help our next generation and equip them to be good soldiers of Christ. May God give us spiritual insight as well as spiritual wisdom so that we will learn to inquire of the Lord Jesus in everything we do. Since we call Jesus our Lord, He is the Lord of our lives. And He is the Lord of our daily life. As Christians, if you want to surrender everything to the Lord, everything will be right. Though the Lord gave us different gifts, we can all honor the Lord by acknowledging Him and connect to Him in everything we do. You can ask the Lord, "Lord, what do you think about this?" You need to apply what you have learned, not just accumulate the Bible knowledge without using them. Only in this way, we can connect to the Lord in Christ. Because the Lord loves us so deeply, not only does he love us, he also loves our children. So we really need to bring our children to God and help them build a relationship with the Lord so that they can face the future themselves. And one thing we have to remember, through the Lord who rose from the dead, we can overcome all of Satan's deceptions for sure. Now let's come back to the book of Joshua. Because of the negligence of the Israelites, they made a treaty with the Gibeonites. As the leaders of the congregation had sworn an oath to them by the Lord, the treaty could not be broken. So they let them leave, but be woodcutters and water carriers in the service of the whole assembly. What have I learned from this story? We have to be watchful. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled is the topic today. And we should all follow what Jesus did. Do you remember that the Lord Jesus had been tempted by Satan 3 times, but he was not deceived? Why? Because every time the Lord Jesus resisted and overcame Satan's temptation through God's word. Let's review Matthew chapter 4, verse 2 through 4. I'll read it for you. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, men shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Notice verse 2. At the beginning, the Lord fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry because he is fully human. Jesus was fully human at that time. He can experience our happiness, our agony. He can feel every feelings that we have. The devil is really crafty. He said, "If you are the Son of God," of course, Jesus is God's Son. What the devil really means is that he wanted Jesus to restore his original identity as the Son of God, so that Jesus' work of enduring hunger in human likeness would be all in vain. How could the Lord Jesus be fooled? The Lord Jesus said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." It means that our physical life do need food, but most importantly, our lives depend on God's will, for He controls our life and death. Allow me to say that if the Lord allows me to leave, then I will leave. No matter what, how harmful the pandemic is, if the Lord wants me to die, then I will die, even if it's just a common cold. we should be cautious to protect ourselves and our family. But you have to understand, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. For God controls our life and death. I don't know how many years I can live, but I know that everything is in God's control. I hope you can all understand this truth. We see that as the Lord Jesus has the attitude to glorify God, he didn't fall for the devil. Then in chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, even the devil know to quote the Bible verse. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. This time the devil was more cunning, for the devil even quoted from the Bible, which is very powerful. But again, the Lord Jesus was not fooled, because the Lord Jesus said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. The devil failed the second time, but he did not give up. In chapter 4, verse 8 through 10, it says, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. What lessons have we learned? That is why I always encourage every one of you to take seriously God's word. That's why I want everyone to memorize God's word. As a Christian, if you only remember the Bible verse in John chapter 1, verse 16, then I have nothing to say to you. If you can remember just the one verse every week, you will have God's word in your heart that will help you overcome the temptations of Satan. Just like Jesus, he defeated Satan's temptation through God's word. We know that Christians are also called little Christ, which means that we live in the image of Christ Jesus. And more importantly, we have the words of Christ in us, and the word of God is powerful. And his word never changed. God's word can change our life and defeat all the temptations or deceptions from Satan. That's why we really need to take seriously God's word, understand God's word, and apply God's word. May the Lord help us to have this practice. And the Bible also tells us, whoever fears the Lord will teach him in the way he should go. And we also remember that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. May we read the Bible every day. In the Lunar New Year, we must first resolve to be a person who pleases God. Do you remember the theme of our church this year? We need to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. First, we need to be a person who pleases God. As for young people, ask God to give you wisdom. Have a clear plan. And do what God wants you to do. It's very important. If you already know about God's plan in your life, you should follow God's guidance with a grateful heart. And I know you will be blessed. Do you remember the Israelites? What did they do when they were in the wilderness? They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Do you have faith in the Lord? I encourage you that you should obey and follow God's guidance 100%. And some people says, choose does not change your life. Life will only change when you leave out the truth. I will repeat. Choose does not change your life. Life will only be changed when you leave out the truth. Therefore, I always encourage everyone to apply what you have learned and use it creatively. If you don't apply what you have learned, it's just an accumulation of knowledge. But you don't experience a relationship with God. You don't know how to apply God's word when you are facing facing Satan's temptation. You have nothing to overcome him. If we are to be the good soldiers of God, we need to fight. Like it or not, we are already living in the spiritual war. That's why I always encourage you, apply what you have learned and use it creatively. Only in this way, you will truly experience the mystery inside of the truth. We need to remember that we belong to Christ, and Christ Jesus protects us, helps us, and guides us at all times. How blessed we are. Looking at the situation in the world today, a lot of people carry yesterday's failures, today's pressure, and tomorrow's worries. No wonder they're so tired. May the Lord have mercy on them. They need the gospel. They need hope. They need to be freed by the salvation of Jesus Christ. And they need to be saved from the lies of the devil. And this work of salvation is exactly what the Almighty God is going to accomplish through us. How blessed are we to be able to work together with the Lord Jesus. to work together with the Lord Jesus. How blessed are we? May the Lord help us to bring this gospel of grace to many friends in need, so that they can find true peace and joy. Yes, God's will is that all people will be saved and not one will perish. Therefore, we must all put on the full armor of God and be strong, relying on the Lord Jesus to overcome Satan's temptation. Today's topic is Don't Be Fooled. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, we thank you that you gave us your message through the book of Joshua. We thank you that your words remind us that we should always be watchful and pray, so that we won't fall into temptation. We know that our enemy Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light. He had deceived many people. May the Lord use us to be good soldiers of Christ, to be mighty warriors, because through your power of resurrection, we will overcome all the temptation. Because you have given all the power, all the authority from heaven to earth to the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus, you are the Lord of we should be watchful and prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are always be with us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.